Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Aixin Jiu Luo Bei.
A Long March 5B Y-3 rocket has been transported to the launch pad at the launch site in Hainan Province today. It will send the Wentian lab module to the country's space station in the coming days. Song Wenjing has more.
The Wentian lab module measures 17.9 meters in length and weighs more than 23 tons. Pre-launch checks and tests will be done over the next few days at the launch site.
We need to make sure the Wentian space station lab module and the carrier rocket are in good condition. Second, we will switch the carrier rocket from test mode to fuel-filling mode. The last thing, which is the most crucial part, is to refuel and launch.
Cargo spacecraft Tianzhou 3 separated from the space station yesterday after completing its mission. It is in good condition and will re-enter the atmosphere in the future. The lab module will dock at the same port where Tianzhou 3 connected to the station. Another lab module known as Mengtian is expected to be launched in October. The space station will be complete once it is attached. Song Wenjing, Shanghai Live.
An exhibition titled The Sea in Greek Art from Antiquity Until Today opened at Shanghai Museum. It's part of celebrations for the 50th anniversary of China-Greece diplomatic relations. Sun Siqi has more.
Originally, 12 ancient artifacts were scheduled to be showcased at the exhibition, but five of them were not sent due to a combination of Shanghai's pandemic restrictions and Greece's rules on relics. But exhibition organizers found a workaround using projection technology. The pieces being projected include Youth Riding a Dolphin and the statuette of Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea.
We have very strict rules in Greece regarding ancient relics, so they can only travel accompanied. And since this was not possible, we had to work around this problem. We figured out that 3D holograms of high definition would be a good solution.
Contemporary exhibits include the oil painting Siren Odysseus. Inspired by a vase from the British Museum, the painting combines Greek history with mythology.
This painting is another illustration of Greek literature. It originated from Odyssey, one of Homer's epic poems.
A number of photographs, videos, and porcelain are also on display. The Sea in Greek Art from Antiquity Until Today is the first international exhibition being featured at Shanghai Museum since it reopened on July 1st. It'll run until October 9th. Su Siqi, Shanghai Life.
Britain issued its first ever red extreme heat warning recently. According to the UK Met Office, the country's weather service, the red warning will last until at least tomorrow. Stephen Rancourt has more.
People flocked to the British coastal town of Bournemouth yesterday to enjoy the sunshine as the country braced for the hottest day on record. The beach was packed with sunbathers and people played in the water ahead of today's predicted record high temperatures. The UK government warned that a red extreme heat warning is defined as a national emergency. At this level, illness and death may occur among the fit and healthy, and not just in high-risk groups.
I think you want to stay out of the sun at midday when that's happening, but also enjoy it during the cooler periods.
On the continent, firefighters battled wildfires as many regions of Europe are experiencing an extremely intense heat wave. Spain has been hit with over 250 wildfires so far this summer, which have burned over 90,000 hectares of land, already surpassing fire losses reported in 2021. 18 helicopters and planes battled a wildfire in Malaga yesterday, a region in southern Spain that is popular with tourists from Britain and northern European countries.
So all of our valuables are packed up and in the van, ready to evacuate at a moment's notice.
One of the worst hit countries in Europe is Portugal. Last Friday, the country suffered its first fatality of this year's fire season. A pilot of a firefighting aircraft was killed in a crash while on an operation in the northeast of the country. And in France, two huge blazes which have been consuming pine forests in the southwestern parts of the country for 6 days have forced the evacuation of over 16,000 people. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.